G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series, Jesus Christ, No Longer a Baby, where we are investigating together who Jesus Christ was, who he is, and why he matters to you in the 21st century. Part 7, How to Be Assured You Are a Christian. Now that you have decided to become a Christian, if you have indeed made that decision, there may well be times coming when you doubt if you really are God's child. For some unknown, unclear reason, you just don't feel saved. It's important to remember at the outset that being a Christian is not to be based on emotional feelings, but rather the clear and authoritative promise of God. God the Father has promised you salvation. He has given you his Spirit to live within you, and he has promised to accept everybody who trusts in his Son, Jesus Christ. You can count on it. God keeps his promises, and he is utterly and totally trustworthy. This means that you, as a Christian, have the right to enter heaven one day, and that he will work out all things for your good here on earth as you live a life worthy of one who is his child. Regardless of the circumstances you are going through or will go through and the feelings that you have as a human. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, no longer a baby, but the reigning Saviour, has promised you a life of abundance here on earth and a future in eternity. This is called eternal life, and it is a life of quality, not only for your future home in heaven, but for your present home here on earth. Jesus, no longer a baby, remember, sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven, where he continually prays for us. We may indeed struggle here on earth, but our future life is secure. Our present life is in him, and therefore of a quite different quality. As you became a follower of Jesus, a Christian disciple, a Christian, God started living within you. Wow! You became a part of the universal church of Jesus Christ. This means that your faith and belief are now firmly anchored in a God of mercy and love. This is despite sometimes not feeling particularly spiritual or special. When you became a follower of Jesus, a Christian disciple, you experienced the deep joy of a quiet inner confidence that only comes from the Holy Spirit, who does now live within you. Paul experienced this when he found himself in prison. The great Apostle Paul, in Philippians chapter 4 in the Bible, the great apostle was able to draw on the help of his fellow believers. And we are to do that too in our own circumstances, as well as giving support and encouragement to others. Perhaps the greatest testimony, the greatest assurance of you having become a Christian, a child of the living God, is to see how your life has changed and will be changed for God's glory. You didn't need to change a thing in order to become a Christian, except the direction in which you were once heading. Look back and see how you have changed and been transformed. This is the greatest evidence that you have of being an assured Christian disciple. Wow! Go into this new year confident of your assurance as a Christian. And in our next podcast, the final in this series, we will look at the relationship that you have with Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening. Come back to www.partakers.co.uk, where tomorrow we continue in this little series, Jesus Christ, No Longer a Baby. See you later.